It's On Second Thought. I'm Tony Harris. Today we pay tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., assassinated 50 years ago in Memphis, Tennessee. Since his death, several movies have featured him both as a character and as a subject. The Boy King told the story of his youth.
Today my heart cries out in many voices. Each voice is distinct, and each voice pleads for a change from this evil system of segregation. My heart cries out in my mother's voice. She reminds me of all the love I've enjoyed since birth. For despite injury and insult, my mother still put love in my heart.
The Boy King, a production of Atlanta's WSB-TV, it originally aired in 1986 and won the Peabody Award, broadcasting's most prestigious honor. I recently spoke to the film's producer, Judy Cairo, and its director, Bill Parrott.
Even today, the film still holds up in that we still are part of that legacy that's going on and continuing to grow as time passed. So to be part of something that didn't die, that continues to live, is remarkable.
Judy, tell me about the film, how the project came to be.
I'll tell you how that came about is telling you how the film came about. So I was working at the time in local programming as a producer for WSB-TV, and it was to be the first national holiday for Dr. King. And I was given the opportunity they told me, come up with something unique, yeah. Something fresh, something out of the box. We could have done a documentary, we could have done a parade, we could have done a telethon, we could have done just about anything. But I'd seen this play, The Boy King, at a local theater that Rand Hopkins had written. And I thought, well, I've never seen the story of what inspired Dr. King as a child. And I approached the playwright, Rand Hopkins, and said, would you be interested in adapting this into a television program, a movie? And he was excited and came on board and pitched it to WSB, the station, and they were very supportive. In fact, they went and found an additional investor, All American Television, so that we could do it on a bigger scale than what we had been doing with our other documentaries and things.
What do you think has changed the most since 1968?
Well, I think we've made tremendous progress. You know, still some things to done, but you know, we've had almost in every capacity out there in terms of performance or careers and thing has been elevated. So there's aspiration for a child to. When I grew up, there was no, Jackie Robinson was who I could aspire to, but I could never aspire to a Secretary of State or a Secretary of whatever the secretaries are, or to be President.
Much less President, sure.
Much less President. So right now, we stand that we can actually show to a young Black kid, you can be anything.
Judy, the same question for you. Change. What's changed the most dramatic change since 68?
Yeah, well, one thing I wanted to mention is the fact that I had experience spending time professionally here in Atlanta, and then I moved to Los Angeles for 23, 24 years, and now I'm actually back and spending time in both cities. But one of the things, being here in Dr. King's city, was so impactful on me as a professional, and I took it with me. I put it in my suitcase when I drove across country, because we, through WSB, through just the culture of the city of Atlanta, were so proud of what he had done and the changes that he had brought about. We were so aware in our programming that diversity was important. You needed to tell everyone's stories. And when I went to Los Angeles, I didn't find that as much. I didn't find that mindset when you're casting movies. I didn't see people talking about how do we achieve diversity in this movie. I was, there 23 years ago. That has changed. Now, finally, people are saying it's important. It's better for the project. It's better for the audience. It's better for the world. Everything about what we do is, it's important that we have representation of both gender, every gender, every race, that it we're better together. And I always had that seed in my brain.
That's Judy Cairo and Bill Parrott. They produced and directed the 1986 made-for-TV movie, The Boy King.